This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, again, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, did you hear during the break? Again, we just want to keep it on the cutting edge every step of the way, and we want to keep calling this devil out for what the American people tolerate in this country, so you understand, because I want you to understand, America, that he is not the standard, he is not presidential, he is foreign. As a matter of fact, when you look in the book of Deuteronomy 17, it says, thou shalt in no wise cause him to be a ruler over you. The only ones that are to be ruled, or I'm saying, friends, those that should be entrusted to rule according to law, not as our demigods, but as our servants, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. One from among your brethren, thou shalt set him king over you. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. That's Deuteronomy 17:15. Now, it's interesting, during the break, just a couple moments ago, you heard Barack Hussein Obama, his Muslim name, friends. You do understand, America, that he is working for the enemy against you. I just want to set that record straight once again, okay? Because everybody wants to talk about the branches on the tree. I suggest we do what John the Baptist did and lay the axe to the root of the tree so we don't have to deal with the corrupt branches on the tree. But going back to Barack Hussein Obama, during the break, he was talking about, you know, I just don't feel that America is as divided as some want to make it out to be. Well, no, nobody has attempted to divide the American people more than this foreigner in the White House, America. Matter of fact, I thought it would be interesting, and it's of interest to the American people that he was just leaving a meeting with Black Lives Matter. Now, it's interesting that he's also using the Black Lives Matter, all five members of that organization, to divide the American people. And keep in mind, the state-controlled media is right there to take pictures of all five of the members, because what they're doing is they're furnishing the pictures as they attempt to create the war together. And what they do is they have the President of the United States condemning anybody that would say we're divided, as he's the one responsible for attempting to create the division in the first place. This is what dictators do, America. But I want you to listen carefully. Keep in mind, just last week, we've seen how many cops were killed in Dallas, right, allegedly. And I want you to hear concerning the chief of police in Dallas, which just happens to be a Black police officer. Not that that matters, but I just want to condemn those idiots out there that would want to try to bring up the word racism again, which is only there to create division all the more. And it's there, said Leon Trotsky, to browbeat dissenters. That's all that word is for. But if, America, you don't want to listen to what I'm telling you, you can keep playing the game. You can keep falling subject to these people that want to rule over you through totalitarian methods, because that's all it comes down to. But again, the President of the United States meeting with all five members, friends, of Black L-I-E-S Matter, okay? He's meeting with the leaders of that organization that are now calling for five states to come together and secede from other states to make their own country. Now, why would he be doing something like that, friends? He's attempting to create division within and without, friends. You do need to understand that. Listen to the chief of police in Dallas and listen to what this black chief of police has to say about Black Lives Matters. Listen carefully.
Again, you'll have to ask the Dallas Police Department about that.
But do you see that kind of remaking any of the guidelines for that type
of dynamic situations in the one that you saw in Dallas are creative and they have to be dealt with in a creative way?
What was your message to your...
I can't hear you.
What was your message to your officers this morning?
That's between myself and my officers.
There's a vigil coming up this Sunday at San Jacinto Plaza. Does the department have any special plans on...
I'm not revealing that information.
Are you aware of the vigil?
Yes, we are.
What do you have to say to people who will be protesting out there on Sunday, Black Lives Matter people? What do you have to say to them?
Black Lives Matter, as far as I'm concerned, is a radical hate group.
Okay. So he said, as far as I'm concerned, Black Lives Matter is a radical hate group. Of course it is. But why is the President of the United States taking time to meet with the Black Lives Matter leader? And folks, if you think these leaders just popped up out of nowhere, you better understand who's funding these organizations, because they have been around for a long, long time. Just ask Brother Farrakhan. Just ask these people that have been set against the American way since day one. Why does the government tolerate them? Their purpose is to condemn the crimes that they commit against the American way. It would be called treason, America, but as long as they're doing it, then I guess it's permissible, right, America? But the fact of the matter is here we have the police chief of Dallas calling Black Lives Matter, and I'm saying lies on purpose because it is, folks, they do not have the numbers, and the only one keeping them alive is the state-controlled narrative, which is bought and paid for to create what? Division. End of story. This morning, we went grocery shopping on the front page of the communist propaganda outlet in Minneapolis called the Star and Tribune. And propaganda it is, friends. And communism it is. It said coup in Turkey. And then it showed a huge Muslim flag. Wow, over there. Yeah. Guess what, America? Here comes sleight of hand. Well, they're trying to convince you that something's going wrong in third world countries. And those countries are under attack by the above said dictators of those prospective countries. Guess what? You're the ones that are under attack. You need to understand it's not happening over there only. It's happening here. All by design. This stuff is so simple to see. It's so simple to see as to what's going on in this country, America. And yet the American people still turn the other cheek and act as if what the Star and Tribune just promoted through their propaganda outlets is actually true. When in fact, friends, there's no truth in these people whatsoever. Zero zilch. I wanted you to know that. Because I'm sick and tired of hearing the conservatives pour out the Kool-Aid for the American people to drink. And yet everybody in this country, and friends, literally everyone in this country, they may have a handful of people outside of themselves that actually agree with what they're doing to America today. But again, when you look at the numbers, friends, how do you justify less than 1.7% of the population to destroy over 318 million people? And again, I said, friends, and I say again, that if he had all the support that you were led to believe by the state-controlled narrative, which is bought and paid for, and keep in mind, controlled by the CIA, corrupt from the bottom to the top, friends, would have you believe that, friends, if he had the support, then why does he need all these illegals to come in, friends? Because he wants help to destroy who we are from the inside out. And I want you to understand one thing here as to what I'm saying before the next segment. It's not third world countries that are under attack, America. It's been you since September 11th. When are you going to figure that out? We'll be right back.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, thank you for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication during the weekends. And we are climbing, folks. Top three shows during the week. It's taken us 4 years now, but we're working on it, folks. We're just delivering. That's all we're doing. We're not about numbers. We're about making an impact. We're about pleasing our Heavenly Father here. That's what it's all about. I wanted to let you know that at any time you would like to call in, you can, over the next hour and 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. It would be good for everybody if you'd stick to the topic. But if you want to contend, we can do that. If you want to call me out, you can do that. If you want to add to, you can do that. You have a lot of people listening right now. I also want to let you know that you can jump on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also check out Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook. And while I'm saying that, I wanted to highlight as well on sonsoflibertymedia.com, because we're talking about it right now, Twitter and Facebook are getting sued right now for suppressing information. And they're basically shutting down anybody that speaks out against the Muslims. And that should be of great interest to you, America. Facebook, Twitter sued for censorship and discrimination by Pamela Geller, none other than the woman that has the internal fortitude of 100 men. Indeed, she does. Indeed, she does. Also wanted to let you know that you can jump over on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1EE, BradleyDean1EE. That is my Twitter account. Again, the phone number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just this last week, we had Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General of the Department of Injustice. Friends, it is injustice, no question about it. She was stonewalling questions from Congress. Congress is you, America. And what she's doing is she's protecting the likes of the Clintons. Once again, here we have the Clintons involved, friends. And as a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can check out the mysterious deaths of those that are around the Clintons. It's interesting how these useful idiots, it's like what the mob says, friends. As a matter of fact, Bugsy Siegel said back in the 30s, a mob head, it said, hey, you never have to worry about us killing anybody outside of our own. That's exactly right. See, and these useful idiots, they don't understand that when you work for someone that lies to you, you better rest assured that your time is coming. I had a conversation. I'm on a bunny trail right now. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and it was on the topic of what we're talking about right now. All the people that are dying around the Clintons. And we were talking about, it's interesting how when these people, these socialists is what we would call them, what these socialists, with the, you call them the left, I call them the useful idiots because Vladimir Lenin called them the useful idiots. Useful idiots are those that are used to destroy a country. Useful idiots, socialists, are those that are used to commit treason against their own country. And when you talk about the left, those are the people that you're talking about. You need to understand these people have already committed the act of Judas against you, America. They've already committed the act. And if you look at their records, you'll understand is exactly verbatim as to what I'm saying, line upon line, precept upon precept, because it's not just one crime they've committed. It's crime after crime after crime after crime that they've committed against you in a treasonous manner, America. That's why you need to look at federal codes, and you also need to look at the Constitution, because you have the lawful power to deal with each and every single one of them. But in saying that, friends, isn't it interesting that the socialists, the useful idiots, the left as you call them, do you know that they're actually being used by totalitarian governments? They've sold their soul for 30 pieces of silver to sell out your country, which was given unto us at such a high cost through the sacrifice of men and women in the hundreds of thousands to give us the freedom in which we have today, right? Okay? But these socialists, if anybody knows history, you do understand that socialists, these leftists and these useful idiots, once totalitarian government has its perfect way and that country is toppled and a coup has taken place as to what they're attempting to do in America today, because it's not happening over in Turkey, friends. It's happening in your backyard. They're attempting to commit the act of a coup. You do need to know, if you're one of these useful idiots, these socialists, or one of these leftists, you need to understand that you're assassinated before anybody else is. I just want to tell you your end. You go first. Because they say, totalitarian communistic governments say, that listen, if you commit the act of treason against your own people, how could we ever trust you? You see how this works, folks? This is called deception. And these people don't understand when they follow he who comes to steal, kill, and destroy their souls. His name is the deluder, the deceiver. He's a liar. Remember Jesus said there's no truth in these people? I mean, and then when these things take place and they're the first ones executed, they're trying to figure out why they're lined up against the wall first. Then the American people go. Or those prospective countries that give way or tolerate the socialists, the leftists, these useful idiots. So, friends, when you're dealing with these leftists and these socialists and these useful idiots, you need to understand, you should have put your foot down on them a long time ago, and you need to understand that they're an extension or a branch of a totalitarian government only being used to topple your country. And what do? They always tear away at the laws. And that's exactly what's happening today in your country. Going back to Loretta Lynch, ducking 74 questions from Congress, sonsoflibertymedia.com, protecting Hillary Clinton. That's temporal. That's temporal, friends. It's only temporal. But you can set that date up if you would like to actually bring forth judgment so she doesn't have to destroy this country before you finally figure out what's going on in your country. But again, your sin is finding you out, Numbers 32:23. Now, saying this, friends, I want you to listen to Representative Doug Collins while questioning. And folks, let me say this before I get to this. How many hearings do you have to be shown before the likes of Jason Chaffetz, Daryl Issa, or Trey Gowdy, all these prosecutors, friends, all these hearings that you see, and you high-five these guys? Oh, great job, Jason. Oh, man, what would we do without Trey Gowdy? What would we do without Daryl Issa? Well, let me ask you something, friends. Since you're a cheerleader of these three, I'm just kind of curious, what is the outcome of these hearings? And then I would lay to your candor, what is the purpose of Jason Chaffetz, Daryl Issa, and or Trey Gowdy? They're prosecutors. They're to investigate. They're to bring forth indictments, charges against those in government that are committing crimes against we the people. Can anybody name one? Because they've been doing this for a long time, and the American people are still led to believe. Folks, these are pacifists. They're attempting to appease you, to say, hey, don't worry about it. We got this. Well, okay, you've got this Daryl Issa. You've got this Trey Gowdy, Jason Chaffetz. You've got this, and the conservatives are right there to praise you on so they can go back to sleep and live their own little idolatrous lives, right? Yeah. How's that working out for you, America? What I'm asking you is all these hearings that are taking place by these three that everybody cheerleads on the conservative side or the counterfeit Christian side, friends, I'm curious, what is the fruit? What is the resolve? I mean, Fast and Furious, going back to the beginning of this criminal administration, still has not been dealt with. I mean, these guys, if they're so effective at their job, where are the indictments? Where are the articles of impeachment? I just want to know. But again, here the American people settle for the fact that, oh, man, he really gave it to him. You see these on live feeds all the time. Oh, look at the way Trey gave it to him, man. Yeah, we had him on the radio some time back when they were going to just go ahead and roll over on Benghazi. And the Sons of Liberty pulled him out on the radio saying, when are you going to actually bring forth these investigations and bring forth public hearings concerning Benghazi and Hillary Clinton? Well, we've seen the fruit of that, right? And it's also interesting to note that during those hearings, Trey Gowdy did engage, but it was interesting to note that when Mrs. Clinton walked in the room, he treated her like a queen of England just walked into that room. Why are they afraid of the Clintons? Where are the indictments, America? 1-866-582-9933. I want to know. You know, because you can listen to radio shows all day talking about how everybody's bad. And again, America, you know who they are. You know what they've done. And yet you turn the radio station on it and you listen to them over and over and over again talking about the crimes of the Clintons once again, once again, once again, once again. Well, who's protecting the Clintons? Government is. But this is foreign government. This is an American government. Because keep in mind, government's purpose is to restrain men from sin, not to advocate it or to protect those that are committing crimes against you. And the Bible clearly tells us, woe unto those that condemn the righteous. Woe unto those that condemn the righteous or take a gift to blind their eyes. Ooh, and that's exactly what these people do on a 24/7 basis. And America, you already know this. But again, going back to the conservatives and the counterfeits, you listen to these people all day talk about the crimes of the same people, and you, for some reason or another, feed on it day after day after day after day without any resolve. Folks, I want to tell you what you become. You become subjected to a tyrannical government through pacifists, the likes of Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, and Jason Chaffetz. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to bring up a piece with Loretta Lynch.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves this country, saith Theodore Roosevelt, President Theodore Roosevelt. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. I wonder where he derived or extracted that from. I'm sure it came from none other than the light of man. His name is Jesus Christ, John 1. Folks, a second hour, I'm going to be reading a letter that I just received from a lady, and she is just praising the Democratic Party. And I want you to just hear the confusion. I want you to understand the mind of a reprobate. And I'll just take it line upon line, precept upon precept, because there's a part of me that feels sorry for this woman, but there's another part of me that doesn't, because she has the same Bible that I do, and she has the same God that she can reach out to the same way that I do. So there is no excuse. But I'm going to read about it. During the second hour, it's called Think About It. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 twisted points that she wanted to make. And I want you to hear them, because this is the mindset of what you're dealing with in this country. Now, I just gave you a quote by none other than President Theodore Roosevelt. And I also highlighted the fact that we were going to get to the point of Loretta Lynch ducking 74 questions from Congress. In other words, friends, they believe that they don't have to answer to you, those that they serve. They have the roles backwards once again, correct? Everybody with me on that? Well, we had a Representative Doug Collins questioning Attorney General Loretta Lynch. By the way, she seems like a really cool lady. But you know what? Bill Clinton seems like a really cool guy during his interviews. But the fact of the matter is we're not to look at them and say, wow, those are some really cool people. No, we're principled people, not emotional people. We're not taken with every wind of doctrine because, after all, we think, man, that's a really cool lady or a really cool guy. I mean, as long as they're smiling and they're committing the act of treason, then, well, I guess it's okay then. Go ahead and do what you're going to do. No, we deal with people according to law because we're a principled people, okay? Loretta Lynch stonewalls you, America, protecting Hillary Clinton. I want you to listen to Representative Doug Collins questioning Loretta Lynch because this is second to none. This is what's going on concerning those that are to serve we the people. They're not serving we the people. They're serving they, the special interest groups. Listen to this.
And I'm going to reclaim my time here because this is an issue that I know may not be on your radar at this point. I'm wanting to put it square in front and center on your radar because this is a decision that affects a great deal. But it goes back to something that's very disturbing. I never thought I'd say this. I actually, and I say this with due respect, Attorney General, I miss Eric Holder. Because at least when he came here, he gave us an answer. We didn't like it. But I spent the last 4 hours listening to basically the Attorney General of the United States not willing to make a concrete statement of law, to not be willing to say that when given the opportunity by a colleague of mine, who made the decision in this case? I understand Director Comey stepped up and said, here's the...
Okay, what it sounds like, friends, is it sounds...
I understand Director Comey stepped up and said, here's the decision we recommend. And y'all, you have been willing to say, well, we just accepted the team recommendation. When given the opportunity to say, do you accept this decision, you've never answered directly that you own this decision. Do you own this decision?
Congressman, as I've stated, I...
Folks, the point is that we're going to have to load that up. And what we'll do is we'll let you hear her continuously stonewall the questions. She will not bring forth a definitive answer according to law, yet that is the whole purpose that she's there in the first place. Protecting the likes of Hillary Clinton. Why? Because, again, friends, they're not serving we the people. They're serving they, the special interest groups. And see, as I said earlier, folks, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, these people are doing the devil's biddings, and they just don't know when they're going to go. Because they're expendable at the hands of the people that are using them. As I said earlier, totalitarian governments come in through a socialist agenda to the useful idiots, and the first people they take out are those that were being used to bring forth communism. That's exactly what's going on here in this country, friends, through the likes of Hillary Clinton. I mean, how many acts of treason does she need to commit before the American people get sick and tired of these hearings and get sick and tired within themselves concerning the stonewalling that goes on to the answers that they owe us and the laws that they are sworn to uphold in this country? 1-866-582-9933. See, folks, what's interesting about this, I'm going to go to the phone callers really quick. It's interesting that I've shared this with you 100 times. I get these emails all the time. I get these phone calls all the time. The phone lines are open. Confront me with the lies that I'm telling the world right now. Confront me. Set the record straight. I want you to do it. I'm opening the lines up for you right now to do that. But have your facts. See, and the problem is, America, they don't have any facts. They don't have the law on their side. And the law is what they hate because it's the law that exposes them for their crimes, Romans 3:20. But folks, we have a representative sitting here confronting the one that's to enforce the laws. And of course, she was handpicked to go along, to get along, just like Eric Holder. Folks, and forgive Representative Doug Collins for saying that he misses Eric Holder. Wow. And these are the grown-ups. Look what they've done with our world. I miss Eric Holder. But the good thing he is doing here, friends, if you want to overlook that huge pillar in lines of integrity concerning this representative. How do you get over that one? I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, she won't answer him according to law, and that's her whole purpose. And why is it that they advocate lawlessness, friends? And who is the lawless one? Folks, these are sons and daughters of Belial, sons and daughters of Satan. That's who Belial is. And you let these representatives act as if they rule over you, and if you dare stand up, they'll remove you. I mean, just ask the Clintons. How many dead bodies did they have around their administrations? How many crimes have they committed against we the people? It's just over the top. Is that loaded up? It's still loading. How much more time do we got that we can actually play out? Okay, how much time do you actually have loaded up that we can play out? Okay, go ahead and play it out. Here's Representative Doug Collins questioning Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
Congressman, as I've stated, I made the decision, and I do accept. I did accept it, and therefore I made the decision to accept that recommendation. That was the action that I took.
The problem that we're having here, though, is you took a decision because you had to. Your own words just a few moments ago, that the meeting on the tarmac led you to do something. That was your exact words. It led me to do something, and that was basically recuse yourself, but didn't recuse yourself. You just said, I'm going to accept what they tell me.
It led me to discuss a decision I'd already made about how the matter
was. Had you already had conversations with the team before you made this statement and before the meeting on the tarmac?
No, before I had a conversation with former President Clinton, I had not spoken with the team. I had concluded in my mind how it should best be resolved because I had tremendous faith in their work and their integrity.
Did you have it best be resolved as far as what they're doing and the way it was going about or the end outcome?
I had no conversations about the end outcome of the investigation.
Do you believe that there is such a thing as a strict liability offense?
Depending upon the statute, been for our
No, ma'am.
Matters,
no,
for example,
no. We went to law school. Is
OSHA,
there strict liability offenses or not?
In OSHA, for example, there are.
That a
some
yes
of
or no?
In criminal cases, there are.
Simply yes or no.
I've given you two examples.
No, I want a yes or a no. Is there strict liability?
I've given you two examples.
I'm not. This is, again, the issue that we have here is there's no ownership in DOJ. It's no wonder the optics of this so bad. I've never agreed probably with David Axelrod in my life, but the optics of this are terrible, and you have today have made it worse. And as also a member of the military who just got through with my drill duty this weekend, you have basically, to me, offended every military member here who handles classified information, who does so with their training, and you basically say, well, it depends on this. I got a question for you. Riding down the road, the speed limit says 55. I'm doing 65. Have I broke the law?
You'd have to ask the Highway Patrol.
Oh,
they would likely write you a ticket. They would likely write you a ticket for that.
I'm not sure. I went to a small little, little small law school. We taught the law. Harvard, I'm not sure anymore. Did you break the law or not? 65 and a 55. My dad was a state trooper. Be careful with your answer. You're under oath.
As I said before, you would get a ticket for that.
Okay, so you broke the law.
You would be cited for that. That would be considered an offense.
In this, the amazing
thing. She won't answer.
When you've been asked many times, you said, I'm not going to talk about this. The day after, you said, well, I'm just going to have to accept whatever they tell me, because you're not going to do any investigation.
She's not going to do an investigation into the Clintons' friends. And what they're doing is they're basically saying, why did you not recuse yourself after meeting with Bill Clinton before the FBI came out with their investigation and their findings? And she will not say the word law. And why will she not say the word law, friends? That's her whole purpose. I mean, it's like a cop that will not say, hey, you broke the law. This is like a cop saying after he breaks you, busts you for speeding, and he points his finger at the law and says, hey, listen, we're going 65 and a 55. Well, the first thing the person's going to ask the question to is, well, why are you giving me a ticket? He's going to say, because you broke the law. Here's your sense of judgment. You're going to have to pay your fine now. That's the consequence. She will not say that. And folks, you're wondering why this administration gets away with what it gets away with? It's the fox in the chicken coop. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about some of the things going on in your country, hour two, we're going to be talking about Think About It. I got a letter. I want to highlight this for you. It will show you the mindset that you're up against. Total confusion. They live their lives as a dog chasing their tails. Now, I want to go back to what we were just talking about a couple minutes ago, where we had this representative questioning Loretta Lynch. And she was stonewalling all the questions. She wouldn't answer the questions. She would not say the word law. Well, this is laid at the feet of the church, because the church has been preaching anarchy in this country because there are a bunch of antinomianists over the last 60 and 70 years in this country. And the church is responsible, because when you look in the Word of God, I just read Deuteronomy 17. I'm on Deuteronomy 17 right now. It's the book of the law. It's the Torah. It's the five books of Moses. That's what we're established upon. The Mosaic institution called common law. And when you look at it, you can see that when judgment was to be brought forth, the first thing the Lord said is, go get the priests. Then go get the judges that have been established by the priests. Not the other way around. And you still see this happening today in courts across this country. They put their hand on the Bible. They say, so help me God. And they uphold their hand to heaven and man that they'll tell the truth. It's all before God, because it's established by God. Exodus 18:21. So, folks, it shows you who these people are at war with. But, you know, I want to go back, because we were just talking about one representative that was, you know, Doug Collins questioning Loretta Lynch. She wouldn't answer. Then I have another piece, and I'm not going to play this one, but here's another one of Jason Chaffetz questioning Loretta Lynch. She wouldn't answer him. And then we have some with Trey Gowdy, and she wouldn't answer him. Hey, so folks, who does she answer to? These are prosecutors. These are investigators. Who are these people accountable to that? To the point where, friends, you do understand they serve us. Again, we don't serve them. Who do they answer to, America? Who do they answer to? They don't answer to you, then who are they answering to? The people that are paying them to destroy your country. That's who they're answering to. Oh, and furthermore, to prove my point once again, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama sides with the Islamic religion, supports Erdogan and the Islamic government, and goes against the anti-Islamist coup as he's meeting with the Black Lives Matter, all five members in the United States of America. Wow! Have we figured this out yet as to what's going on, folks? Because he's a minion, too. They're all minions at the end of the day, every single one of them, all the way to the top. All 300 people that we're told about over and over and over and over again that are destroying the world, and the American people know who they are, and they know what they do. And they're trying to create civil war in the United States of America, the communists are. And interestingly enough, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, for some reason or another, I think we talked about this in the past too, United States warships surround disputed Chinese waters, prepared for war, World War III at stake, question mark. There's the Chinese again, there's the Russians again, but you're led to believe that they're one against another, when in fact, no, they are not. China is the blueprint for the New World Order. Just ask the Bushes, just ask the Clintons, and just ask Barack Hussein Obama. And furthermore, to show you that, going back, folks, who these people work for, do you now know, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Pentagon approves the United Nations' use of force against American civilians. Really, I thought the UN was on our side. I thought they were the good guys. I mean, after all, they're a branch of the United States of America. Right? They were conceived by the Americans through World War II because it failed in World War I. Folks, here, going back to what we have been talking about, the likes of Trey Gowdy, the likes of Daryl Issa, the likes of Jason Chaffetz, the likes of this last individual that we were just talking about, Representative Doug Collins, who misses Attorney General Eric Holder because at least he answered the questions. He did with his fruit, and it was corrupt, and it was anti-Americanism. It was treason against America. But he misses him. You settle through these individuals that are pacifying you because you actually believe within yourself they're doing their job, then if they're doing their job, just answer my question. I'll sit back, shut up, and I'll correct myself. Where are the indictments, America? Where are they? Who's the problem, America? Is it government that's the problem? Because the institution of government is God-ordained. It's awesome. We don't need more laws. We need good men enforcing the laws. That's why we want to obey God's Ten Commandments to get rid of man's 10,000 commandments. But we don't have good men in the position of representation in this country. I mean, after all, they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. But that's not what they're doing today. And isn't it interesting? These prosecutors will pacify the American people. They'll go back to sleep. And then next week or next month, we're dealing with the same person on another crime committed against we, the people. What are they getting paid for, America? They're not doing their job. What are they getting paid for? I mean, you know, as a corporation, you got to get paid for what you do. But if you run your own business, you know that you have to produce fruit concerning your customer. And in this particular situation, the representatives have to prove the point and bring forth fruits of righteousness that they are actually doing their job by enforcing the laws against the crime. If they don't do that, guess what? The American people are pacified. But if you go over to the businessman and he doesn't produce fruit to actually satisfy the customer, guess what? He's going to be out of business real soon. But not the American people. No, you just let the pacifists go ahead and do what they don't do, and they do what they don't do. Let me say it that way again. They do what they're not, folks, they don't produce what their purpose is. They don't produce resolve through bringing forth judgment to establish righteousness. That's their purpose. And yet they're not doing it. But as long as they're talking big and bad, man, these guys got it going on. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, guys, got a question for you behind a closed door. Bradley Dean talking to these guys. Hey, guys, You do realize that God sees all of this, right? And you do realize that though you're working for special interest groups by bringing forth a lack thereof of judgment, Isaiah 59, you do realize that your kids at the end of the day are going to pay the price for what you failed to enforce when you had the opportunity to enforce it. You do understand that your kids are a part of this lot, right? Because you're not immune from God's government. You're not immune. You're not impervious to God's moral law. But you thought you were, because after all, you took a gift that blinded your eyes to appease your master that at the end of the day will take you out first and foremost. But you haven't put two and two together because you haven't taken the time to study the past. That's how they operate. That's how they operate. Every single time. I had a quote up here from Charles Spurgeon. Hey, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You can call in at any time. I'm here. Call me out, guys. Hey, Trey. Hey, Doug. Hey, Daryl. Hey, I know the front that you're putting up for the American people, but you know, not everybody's stupid. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time, and you can fool God at no time, and you haven't figured this out yet. You know, it reminds me of what Abraham Lincoln said, and who better to say it, because this is what he attempted to do. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Exactly. Exactly. And going to the spiritual side and going back to the guys that I have in the back room, closed door session, right? Every blow aimed against the godly will recoil on the persecutor. He who smites a believer, a Christian, drives a nail in his own coffin. See, you haven't figured that out much, that much, because you haven't read Psalm 2. That's a different show. But America, how long are you going to play the dupes of ill-designing men? Because these guys are appointed to do nothing but pacify the American people. And how do I know that? Because I'm taking the time to, again, judge them by their fruits. Jesus said over and over and over and over again, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived. And rest assured, every one of these guys come in the name of Christianity, yet they don't enforce the laws that God established through the Mosaic Institution, which is not done away with. It's not abrogated. The word pacify means to quell the anger, agitation, or excitement of. In other words, hey, you know what? Just appease, pacify the American people. Just appease them, pacify them. Just to show them that we're doing something. I mean, because if we just let it go this way, they might actually respond. They might riot, and we know what the voice of what riot is, right? It's the voice of the unheard. In America, you've gone unheard for a long time. Am I calling you to riot? No, I'm calling for you to be the law that God has called you to be against those that are failing to do their job and those that are committing the crimes. Appease means to relieve or to satisfy you. They're satisfying you, America, through a false sense of peace for the lack of enforcing the law against these above said. Hour two coming up on the other side, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.